Shalom, welcome to Tanakh Study. This is Alex Israel from Alon Shavuot. This week we read Parashat Chukat, and it is Chukat is not well understood. The main narrative of chapter 20 and 21 in Parashat Chukat is the story of the Jewish people in the 40th year as they make their way to the Promised Land from where they've been wandering and waiting to go into the land. And they have to make a journey to the border of the land of Israel, to the area of Jericho, what is called as Aravot Moav. And it is this journey that is described in Parashat Chukat. As part of this, as they're getting close to the Promised Land, getting close to Eretz Israel, they encounter the kingdoms of Sihon in particular, and Og, two amazing warlords, and they have an astounding victory. They fight Sihon. In fact, originally they ask Sihon for safe passage. They say to Sihon, "Bra ba'artzecha, lo nite b'sadeh v'kerem, lo nishteh mei ba'er. Let us pass through your land. We won't eat of your fields. We won't drink of your water. B'derech ha'melech neilech. We'll go on the highway. We'll go on." And actually, there is a historical road called the Derech HaMelech, the King's Highway, not the same one as in Flatbush. But Derech HaMelech Neilech Ad Asher Na'avor Gvulecha, until we pass your border. V'lonatan Sichon Israel Avor B'Gvulo. Sichon wouldn't allow Israel safe passage. V'yesof Sichon Et Kol Amo V'yetzei Likra Israel B'Hamidbara. He chose to engage in combat. Israel fight him and have an astounding victory. And this victory, in fact, becomes a model later on in the Torah when Moshe wants to convince the Jewish people that they can indeed succeed in vanquishing the seven nations of Canaan in Devarim, chapter 31. He says, Va'asa Hashem lahem ka'ashal she'asa le'sichon u'la'og malchei ha'mori u'la'artzam asher hishmidotam. God is going to treat you like he treated you in the wars of Sihon and Og. He's going to help you, and he destroyed them. And likewise, don't be afraid, because you will succeed. Indeed, later when they send spies to Jericho, what does Rachav say to the spies? She says, "We're terrified of you. Why? Because your God is the God who destroyed the armies of Egypt in the Yam Suf, and who destroyed Sihon and Og, who were the great warlords of the area. And if we are more powerful than Sihon and Og, then we can defeat any army." Indeed, this is the background as well to the story of Bilam and Balak. Why does Balak want to curse Israel? Because Balak is quite sure that if we defeated Sihon, who is more powerful than him, then we're going to be coming at Moav next. He's terrified, and therefore he needs to use some unusual methods of hiring a wizard or some sort of prophet in order to curse us. But we're going to turn our attention to a very interesting detail here at the end of chapter 21, where the Torah seems to be quoting some unusual books. It quotes a book. Let's read from the Torah. Misham nasu v'yachanu me'ever Arnon. Am Yisrael are on their journey, and they travel over the Arnon Wadi, Asher b'midbar. And it says, Arnon gvu Moav, ben Moav uvein Amori. Arnon was a wadi. It's sort of a very, it's like a canyon, like the Grand Canyon. It's a wadi, a very, very deep crevice in the rock. A bit like, I don't know, maybe Ein Gedi, if you've been to Nachal Arugot in near the Dead Sea. It's the same sort of thing, a sort of crack in the rock. And this Nachal Arnon is very impressive, and it's the natural border between Moav and Sichon, between Moav and the Emori. And now listen to this. Al Ken Ya'amer b'sefer milchamot Hashem et vahev b'sufa v'et hanechalim Arnon. And therefore it says in the book of the Milchamot Hashem, the wars of the Lord, it talks about Vahev and Sufa and Arnon, etc., etc. What is the book Sefer Milchamot Hashem? What is it? Is it a Jewish book? Later, just a few psukim later, we see some other poetic lines where chapter 21, verse 27. Al kein yomru ha-moshlim, therefore the bards, the poets say, bo cheshbon tibonev tikonin ir Sichon, come to Cheshbon, firmly build Sichon's city. Fire went out from Cheshbon, flame came out from Sichon's city, consuming Moav, etc., etc. And a lot of lines which are to do with some ancient war between Sichon and Moav. It's almost like, what's going on here? The Torah seems to be quoting an ancient historical book, Sefer Milchamot Hashem. Is this a Jewish book? Is this not a Jewish book? Rashi, for example, says that it is a Jewish book. K'shemasaprim nisim she'nasu l'avotenu yisparu, when they tell us the miracles which were done to our forefathers, they will tell us the following. Or says the Ibn Ezra here that this is a lost book. Fascinating. He says, Sefer Hayah b'fnei atzmo, there was a book called The Books of the Wars of the Lord, and it was written for people who feared God. And he says, Yitachen shayah miyamot Avraham, maybe this book existed since the time of Avraham. And he says, like many books, Avdu, it got lost. Like, and he quotes from Divrei Hayamim, where it talks about a book of the words of Natan and a book of the words of Ido, and other books which are mentioned, like the Book of Chronicles of the Book of Israel, Sefer Divrei Hayamim Malchei Yisrael. And he says there are lots of ancient books other than the Tanakh, which Jewish books, which got lost, and we don't have them. And the Torah is quoting some ancient Jewish book. The problem with this is, especially in the later part, in verse 27, 28, 29, it doesn't sound like a particular Jewish book, because it sounds like a historical book. It sounds like a book which is talking about victories of Sichon against other nations. And that's where the Ramban comes in. Because the Ramban says the following, V'derech ha-pshat b'sefer milchamot Hashem, the basic understanding of this book, the Sefer Milchamot Hashem, is Shayu Bedorot Ahem Anashim Chachamim. There were wise men in those times who would record the great battles, okay? Who were Kotvim Sipor HaMilchamot HaGadolot. Ubali Asfarim, and the people who wrote these books, Hayunik Kraim Moshlim. The authors of these works were called Moshlim, for they would use literary techniques of parable and rhetoric, which is the notion of Mashal. And they would ascribe victories that to them appeared as miraculous to God, for such victories are truly His. The prowess, I'm quoting from the Ramban, he says, V'hinei gvurat Sichon b'Moav, the victory of Sichon against Moav was so wondrous in his eyes that they therefore recorded it in this work. They spoke of a storm, right? Eish yatza mi Sichon, the fire that came out Sichon and unleashed against the Moabite cities of Vahav and Sufa. And why? Because God had destroyed it all in Sichon's violence and sudden onslaught, right? He says, Ki Sichon lakach mi melech Moav kol artzo ad Arnon v'ad Arnon bichlal v'nishar l'Moav v'hu yigvol bo. And the Ramban explains the reason of all of this. Why do we need this? He says, because we're going to have to explain what is the legitimacy of fighting Sichon. We're told in Sefer Devarim that we weren't allowed to attack Moav. Moav are cousins. Moav are family. Moav are the children of Lot. And Hashem gave them their land. We're not allowed to fight Moab, and we're not allowed to take their territory. Same thing, by the way, with Eretz Edom. In our parsha, we describe the route where we circumvented Edom, because we're not allowed to fight Edom. Edom is Esav. We're not allowed to fight them. And therefore, if the lands of Moab are only till the Arnon, and north of the Arnon is the land of Sichon Melech Emori, it's important to explain how Sichon captured this land. These are lands of Sichon, they're not lands of Moav, and therefore we're allowed to fight him. What are we trying to sort of say here? Okay, What the Torah is doing, and this is just a remarkable thing, according to the Ramban, the Torah is quoting secular literature. Secular literature of the time. Well, I guess not secular, because they were all religious, but what I mean is, these are books which weren't written by Moshe. These were written by the, as he says, the Moshlim of the time, the authors at that time. He later suggests, Rashi suggests, that maybe one of those authors was Bilam himself, but, and the Ramban says it's possible. But he says it's a Perush Hagun. It's fair. However, we don't know the authors. These were literature which probably existed in written on the walls of the museums of Sichon Melech Amori, describing his exploits. Okay, and it says, I'll read them. Israel vanquished him by the tip of the sword, inherited his territory from the Arnon in the south to the Yabok in the north to the land of Ammon, for that is the border with Ammon. Israel took all of these cities and dwelt in all the towns of the Amori in Cheshbon and all its suburbs. And now we're going to see the quote. For Cheshbon was the capital city of Sihon, king of Amori, who had already fought the king of Moab. And that's when the balladeers, the Moshlim, say, come to Cheshbon, Sichon's city shall be built and established. A fire went out from Cheshbon, a flame from Sichon's city. It's consumed Ar, it's consumed Ar, the heights of Arnon. Woe is Moab, the people of Kemosh are lost, for he renders his sons refugees and gave his daughters as captives to Sichon, the Amorite king. Here is the Torah, quoting history books, in order to show, look, Sichon is the most powerful warlord in the area, and Hashem gave us victory over Sichon. If Hashem gave us victory over such a strong king who had defeated all of the kings in the area, then certainly we will have success in the future. And it uses this language of storm and fire, right, in order to help us understand exactly the power of Hashem. Why do I find this amazing? Because the Ramban, whereas Rashi and the Ibn Ezra claim this was a sort of a Jewish book, the Ramban is willing to go out of the safety zone and claim that these were sort of ancient history books. The Torah knew about them and the Torah uses them and quotes their lines in order to help make its case. I think this is a fascinating detail. Wish everybody a good week, a Shabbat Shalom, and we'll meet again next week to hear some more about the style of the Ramban.